The project was before the planning board for a recommendation to the council on establishing a planned unit development. First stage in the process. It shifts to the council legislation committee today on the PUD and on changing the boundaries of the art gallery's property, its statutory tract. Soon it will come in for other stages in getting the $155 million project from the drawing board to digging holes in the ground and erecting steel and concrete in a completely new building. Gallery director Yanni Soren says that construction start is a year away.
Which is that if we look at the big picture, we are hoping to break ground in the fall of 2019. And then we estimate a two-year construction period so that we, if we remain on schedule, would be able to reopen in the fall of 2021.
The project also goes before the Zoning Board of Appeals because it will require a number of variances from the Green Code, which regulates development, often in very intricate ways. The plan calls for an underground parking ramp replacing much of the parking lot along Elmwood, but the green roof over it doesn't qualify as lawn because of the parking ramp. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.